Church. I hope you guys are doing well today. If you could, please, for our announcements.
Do you have the heart going to downtown Atlanta to serve an impact meal on Tuesday, January, leaving the church at 4 p.m.? This is a great opportunity for you and connect with them by sharing God's love. 200 people. We will not be walking the city, instead the homeless. We will serve the meal. We need your help on January 3rd, church at 4 p.m. Please let the church off the snow.
If you make the best chili or pie, prove it at our chili cook-off and pie bake. The family will be tasting and casting their votes. The winner getting rights and a prize. If you have not already signed up to compete, for those wanting to taste test and join us for a time of fellowship, beginning at 5 p.m.
It's the new year. The right spot where you can plug in. Well, we have the party available. We're in need of people to work in the nursery. It averages about once a month for an hour. So benefits include instant hero status, goldfish crackers, and unlimited high fives. Ministry, please contact Valerie Einem or the church.
Genesis 1:25 states that God made the wild animals, even creepy ones. With that in mind, 252 Kyle Show on Sunday, February the 11th, begin fun, educational, and totally interactive, this one, Amazing Reptiles. The cost is $5 per person. Please RSVP to DAndrew at Real Life. This is open to brave souls of all ages.
One.
Church, I'm so happy to be here to join us in worship this morning. If you will, bow your heads in prayer with me. We are free. We are free to come into this place. We are free to worship you. We love you so much for everything that you do for us and today, as you are always. In your name, amen.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And every languishing soul I will satisfy. What a beautiful dictionary meaning is not but to be well pleased, be content. So can you honestly say we should be? Learning have sounds simple enough, but if we else or want more, we will make that being content. If you live out Philippians 4:11, learn to be content in all circumstances, say satisfied with what I have, the Philippians 4:13 that we all quote, all things through Christ who strengthened, filled every debt I owed through his grace. He paid it in full, however often I remember to live satisfied, running to other things. I imagine you do too. Let us be honest.
all of us has been reading our Bible, feasting on empty fillers that only emptiness. How many mornings do we reach over our phones, scrolling through social media, cup of coffee in the other hand? When emotions well up, we take our angst out on all the wrong wells that do not satisfy. We go instead of seeking the Most High. With one hand, and sometimes the remote control of coffee with the other, we consume, never have time to ingest the truth, the brain water that never runs dry. We find ourselves out, weary, burdened, heavy laden of another caffeine crash. So what do we claim, or we get in our car and zoom to the nearest Target again? None of these things will ever satisfy. We are made for God. In fact, made in His, paid our debt in full many years ago on that cross. Standing job is satisfying us still. Let us, as He says in Patty's translation, I have prepared a feast for you. This is my body spilled for you. Remember me as you eat. Do not rush through it. Take time to say feasting with your Savior. And as I pray, Lord, we ask you to satisfy our every need, all our sufferings, and every empty hole. We ask you to fill it up. Help us to be content and to share it with others. Keep us running back. You satisfied the outstanding debt for our sins on the cross. Since you are our ultimate feast, we take today. Fill our hearts to overflowing now. In your name we pray. Amen. Approach our offering time. There's different ways you can pay. There's boxes that you can drop it in, or you can text it, all the different ways. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Bless these word. May they be multiplied. Grow your kingdom, Lord. We may in your sight, O Lord, our rock. In his name, amen.
Morning. I got 500 things in my hands when I came up today. So here we are gathered at church to talk about being better again. And we're here this morning to open the word and talk about the things we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks. You know, and putting energy into that is important. You know, and I'm convinced that living a life with Jesus is the best way to live. And when we submit to Him, our lives are better in every other way. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the impact God can have in our lives. We begin the new year with better priorities. You know, that if we put God first, if he's our number one priority, then the rest of our life will fall into order. We hope. We do that. And if we get it backward, if we discover that the people we surround ourselves with will have huge effect on our life. And sometimes it's important to focus on having better relationships to experience the life that God has for us. Well, we're going to continue today with the need for making better choices. Any of y'all have that problem? Do you make bad choices? Yeah. Just say yes. Yes, sometimes I make bad choices. And what do we do about that? Because what I see is a lot of people want to poke somebody when I say that. Hey, are you listening? To get closer to God for somebody else, you come here for yourself and your relationship with God so that you can grow in that manner. And I want you to think that as you read this message, I'm going to be better. Better. I want you to recognize that from time to time, we all struggle with doing the right thing. Do you ever do that? Struggle with doing the right thing? Yeah, this conversation is incredibly important because when we make bad choices, we open ourselves up to toxic things that can harm us from the inside out. I recently saw a comedian, the pot are still frozen. There is no right temperature. And I'll be honest, I used to love Hot Pockets. Jacob still does. That's the reason I've got 40 new ones in the freezer. But then I watched this guy make this stand-up, this Jeff Gaffigan, and he made some really good points. He said there is nothing about the Hot Pocket that can be possibly healthy for us. Nothing. But it tastes so good. We consume it without even a second thought there. And if you knew what was in most of the food you eat, you wouldn't eat it either. But we do. We do. And maybe this year we need to make a better choice, starting with the Hot Pocket. I'm afraid that without proper wisdom, all of us run the risk of allowing toxic things into our hearts and minds. Not just what we eat. When I say toxic, I mean, is any choice that leads to poisonous outcomes? Begin making better choices, not just health-wise, but spiritual-wise. And your spiritual choices will affect your relationships and your priorities that we've already talked about in this series. But it first has to start with a good, healthy fear of God. Do you know what fear is? Or a healthy fear? Healthy fear is what I had from my mother. You know, when her voice changed and you went, uh-oh. When she used Kirby Lee. When my middle name came out, I said, uh-oh. It's a choice. And there was going to be consequences for it. I had learned what she expected and what I should be doing so that I didn't suffer the consequences. It's kind of like we got to make some intentional changes because we want a different outcome. You know, it's like if you have a fight with your spouse every single day over the same thing, that's your fault because there's probably something you can change to stop that. Like everybody doesn't carry a bottle of water anymore. But they sell these little straws, so and it filters out the toxins in the water. And that's what this is. It should help us to filter out the toxins, shouldn't it? The stuff in this word should help us to discern what's good and what's bad as our filter to what is expected and lead us to a good, healthy fear of our Heavenly Father. The book of Proverbs offers the best way to live with wisdom. In the very first chapter, verse 7, it says, take your joy. It's in there to keep you from harming yourself. If you read in Scripture, all of the things that are in there are things that are destructive to you and your relationships, not just with your friends and your family, but most of all, your relationship with God. And the author is telling us the beginning of wisdom is having a fear of God. The idea of fearing God seems to be against the biblical teaching that we're loved, though, doesn't it? Why would we fear Him if He loves us? I mean, and how does that help us make better choices? Well, you know, the best could be, it'd be rough, right? So there should be a good, healthy fear of God. And because God is who He is, and because of His position before us as His authority and the Creator, we should, as fallible human beings, you know you're fallible, right? None of you are perfect. I don't care what you think of yourself. None of you are perfect. And as fallible as you are, we begin to live with the wisdom of our everyday choices. Ray Comfort, he's this evangelist. If you've ever watched him, look at choices that seem like a good choice at the moment, don't they? We sometimes need to have some kind of reason to run away. And that reason is fear, reverence, respect for God. I know God doesn't really want me to do this, so I'm not going to do it. It might be helpful to think about that when you get ready to do something. It's like when you were little and you were in the kitchen with your mom cooking. What was the one thing they always told you? Don't touch that, it's hot. It'll burn you. And it was there to instill fear, but it wasn't to be mean. It was to protect you because you were in danger from it. And when God gives you instruction in His Word on how to live, it's because He cares about you and He wants to protect you from the pain that's going to come when you make that choice. He knows there's going to be some consequence to it. Knowing that God is from look at you with disappointment and hurt. And when we stand before God and we've made that choice, we have hurt Him. He's got that same disappointment that we have for our children and our parents had for us. You know, we receive His discipline in our lives and learn to move from fear to trust because we know He loves us. And if you come to that reality, know that He's not trying to be mean to you. He's not trying to keep you from having a good life. Of toxin can be harmful. Can it? How many warning labels do you see on stuff today? And we still take it. It's like they advertise all this medicine, and then they got this guy speaking 100 miles an hour at the end telling you everything that might go wrong. And we said, sign me up. There's a good possibility that you'll end up in the hospital anyway with something else, but take this. You know, sometimes our minds and hearts can try to fool us into believing that just a little bit of bad choices is okay. Like we can dip the law and disregarding the other parts as if they were applying different levels of severity to each sin. Some a big problem and some not so big. You see, he wrote this. He said, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. That hurts, doesn't it? Well, you mean I gotta go by this whole book? All of it? You know, sometimes our hearts can try to believe that just a little choice won't make much difference. We can just do it anyway. Not a suggestion. And God's Word is not a suggestion. It's God's Word. Bad choices in any area bring the same consequences as bad choices in every area. They all separate us from God. Sin is sin. To have better choices in the new year, we must commit to living with wisdom in every area of our life. The problem is that too often we convince ourselves we can dabble in sin and then just walk away unscathed. And the big things. You know, it all adds up. A man by the name of Dr. Ralph Stockman once wrote of an experience at Niagara Falls. And if you've ever been to Niagara Falls, there's a place where you can go and stand and you see all that water rushing and the power. It's amazing how much power there is in that water. If you've never seen it, it's worth going and seeing. You need to see it to understand how majestic and powerful it is. But he tells the story, it's wintertime. It's March and it's cold, and you know, we're in Canada in March, it's cold. A little more water, a little more ice. Then he would go down and get a little bit more and a little more ice. And then before long, they went down to get one more drink and it was too much ice and it took them to their death. You see, it's like us with sin. We go in and we get just a little bit and then we carry it with us. Then we say, well, I'll go back and get a little more, and we take it with us. And we go and we get just a little more and we take it with us. And before long, we're consumed. It may not seem like a big deal. A little choice to report falsely on your taxes. It might not seem like a big deal. A little choice to gossip just a little bit about that person. It doesn't seem like a big deal. But all of these little choices can easily become frozen weights that keep us from the better life that God wants for us. We can't make excuses for a little toxin. You can't justify a little sin, can you? You can try, but it is what it is. Sin's going to question it. I probably shouldn't do it. If I have to make excuses for why I'm doing it, then I probably shouldn't do it. Does that always stop me? No. But it should. We'd all got to realize when it comes to making better choices, we're not all going to agree on what should be avoided and what should be permitted, are we? Do you agree with everybody around you? And I believe there's a simple question. But we live in a world of rights, don't we? It's my right. Well, go ahead. But there's consequences for everything you do. As humans, God's given us an incredible gift that can be a double-edged sword. It's called free will, free choice. We've been given a portion of authority to make decisions in our lives that will affect us and others. We can choose what we're going to wear every day. You can choose what movie you're going to watch. You can choose how you speak to people. We have a choice in all the matters. A few years ago, Leslie and I, we took a kind of a couple's getaway. They are known for their oysters at these restaurants. And I tried them all. I would get on there. Two out of three meals, I ate oysters for 3 or 4 days. And not just a few. I mean, I had them baked, smoked, raw, fried, you know, Rockefeller, whatever else way they'd fix them. But by day 4, I wasn't feeling too good. I was feeling pretty rough. And, you know, not sick like a sinus infection, but like, oh my goodness, it was months before I could even think about another oyster. Sin's that way, though, isn't it? We like it. We like to dive into our sin and just jump in and then wake up going, I knew better. Just sick at yourself for what you've done. If you learn to make better choices, you'll have a better life. We've got to realize to make better choices, we have to admit that just because we can do something, poor decisions in the early church. Then they were making this in terms of their sexuality. They were making poor choices on their sexuality in the church. See, it's nothing new. The things we talk about, it's nothing new. They were trying to make a case as what they did didn't really matter because their bodies were going to pass away and they were going to get a new one at the resurrection. So it was free when we can do whatever we want. We're actually being mastered by that sin. You see, you think you're free, but you're really slave to what your desires are. That hurts, doesn't it? To think that I have been given over to be controlled by sin. You know, unwise choices without the fear of God leads to bad choices. Someone could spend so much time on Facebook and choose to reconnect or rekindle an old flame with an old boyfriend or an old girlfriend. You can choose to do that. You can choose to answer the message they may send you. You can choose to do that, but there'll be consequences. You know, somebody can choose to abuse drugs and alcohol. You can choose to. Somebody can choose to eat a Hot Pocket. We got that choice, don't we? So my question is this, that you need God's wisdom to help you make a better choice. Through prayer, we can position ourselves to make better choices. Just by asking God to guide us and direct us and truly be open to obedience to Him and follow His lead. We should not be afraid of that word obedience. Do you know that? Because it's through obeying God that we find true freedom. The freedom to say no. Give. And when you have those decisions, you can lean into those relationships. Lean into them. You know, hopefully you have a better relationship in your life as a result of last week's message. Lean into those people. Talk through your priorities together, your goals, your dreams, your desires. The Bible tells us there is safety in the multitude of counselors. And let me let you in on a little secret. If you've got somebody you call your friend and they're telling you to do something that is contrary to what's in here, you need a new friend. Because they're not. To decide I'm going to make better choices. And that first choice starts with a relationship you have with Jesus Christ. It all starts by choosing Him over the world. How many of you have been tempted recently? Today even. Do you know? You have a God that loves you so much that He walks with you through that temptation even today. He says, I'm here for you. Call out to me, the Savior that you so need and the help. We'll baptize you today. You'll receive the Holy Spirit and you can begin that journey to being better. And a lot of you have already done that, and you find yourself still making bad choices. You know it's never too late to say, you know what, God, I need help. I know I came to you and I asked you for help, but I've ignored it for many years. We have people in our congregation fighting for their life. Some will leave the world soon. And when they leave, there is no more chance. You have to make that decision. And by saying no to God, you're choosing an eternity in hell. Is that really what you want to choose? Or do you want to be better? We all have a choice to make.
Life, you are love. You bring light to the dark.
So we pour out our praise. We pour out praise. It's your breath. It takes you.
Thank you all for coming out and worshiping. I got a few little announcements. Listen, if you're going with us Tuesday down to serve in Atlanta, we'll be leaving here at 3. We'll leave here for the dessert contest next week. Now, I told you this year we're going to focus on community. That means we need to spend time together, right? That means you need to come, hang out. I'll have some hot dogs made too. We need hot dogs and chili and pie and whatever else they fix. And just enjoy each other, right? Enjoy each other. Now, that's going to be next Sunday at 5. And then the last one I got is we've got these decals for your windows. You see them back there? They're back there on the thing. You can pay for them online or you can give Leslie some money. But they're decals for your car with our logo on it. What really matters is what we do when we leave here. I'm glad you come to church, and I want you here every Sunday. But what I really want is for us to make a difference in this world by living like Jesus calls us to live. Let's go be the church. Kenny, will you dismiss us?
Please bow your heads with me. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this message that you've given us through Curb.